This is Tofu Dave on your community radio station, WCOM, Chapel Hill, and Carver 103.5. And I'm here with Nora Gaskin, the Chatham-based author of Lammy Loves Cubby. Nora, are you on the line?
I am, Tofu Dave. I'm very glad to speak with you.
And it's wonderful to speak with you. We don't get enough opportunity to talk to local authors, and you, of course, are very local. You are involved with the Chapel Hill area, Chatham County writing community, and I know you meet a lot with your fellow writers, and you wrote a book that sort of, well, I guess it tugged at my heartstrings a little bit. Lammy Loves Cubby, your latest
book. I'm delighted to hear it tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah. Tell me what inspired you to write this lovely little small-town story.
I wish I really knew what inspired me. I would go back to that place again. But it began, my novels begin with character for me. And as best I can reconstruct my own mindset at the time, it was during the pandemic, it was 2020, and I was just doing that wonderful exercise that writers should do. I tell myself every day, you should do this again. I'd wake up in the morning and I would write for 15 minutes before I put my feet on the floor. I would grab a pen and a notebook and write for 15 minutes. And I think I had the name Lammy first. I think I just had come up with this unusual name and thought, well, who would this character be? Who would have this name? And the very first sentence I wrote in my notebook that morning was, Lammy wanted excitement. And okay, so what have we got? We've got a character named Lammy, and she wants excitement. That must mean excitement is lacking in her life. So how is she going to go about getting excitement? And as you know, because you've read the book, she succeeded. She found excitement. It wasn't always good for her, but she found it.
She sure did, and in some ways, excitement came to her, we might say. I don't want to give away too much, but it's set in the 70s, and Lammy is sort of the nickname of a young lady, and now is a more mature woman. Mary Lambert Timmons, I think, was her name. And
that's right.
And I guess the right way to say it might be a long lost love or a childhood friend appears back in her life years later.
That's
so
right.
It's personal.
She has been carrying a torch since she was 5 years old. She's now 38. And this torch, you can't talk about this book without using fire imagery. This torch suddenly rekindles. It is lit again, and everything happens after that.
That's one of the great images in the book, fire throughout in many, many senses. Again, I've got Nora Gaskin, author of the new book, Lammy Loves Cubby, published by Lystra Press, which might give locals a hint on your locale. Now, Nora, you are, I believe, also, I should mention for our UNC listeners, you're a UNC grad, I believe. Was that in literature?
It was. I majored in English with a specialty in creative writing. I graduated with honors in creative writing and studied with two wonderful teachers who are no longer with us, Max Steele and Lewis Rubin. And Lewis Rubin was the founder of Algonquin Press in Chapel Hill. So I feel like I've got good roots there.
Yes, you do. And you also, I noticed reading your bio that while fiction, I guess, is your thing, you also wrote a nonfiction book about a true crime that inspired one of your fiction books. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, I would love to. When I was 12 years old, there was a murder in Chapel Hill on Christmas Eve. A pregnant woman was murdered in her apartment. on Christmas Eve. And this made a huge impression on me for several reasons. I think we just didn't imagine that something like that could happen in Chapel Hill. And certainly for me at age 12, that a pregnant woman could die on Christmas Eve was just, it was mind-blowing. And it lived with me for a long time. It also lived with me for a long time because my father was involved. The husband of the murdered woman was a graduate student in the English department, and my father was a professor in the English department, and my father was one of his supervisors and advisors. And the husband was charged with the murder. In my family, we never believed he was guilty, and ultimately, it took two trials, but ultimately he was acquitted. So my father was one of his supporters, certainly not the only one, but one of the many people who rallied around and really supported this man who was accused of this horrific crime when he, in fact, was a victim who'd lost his wife and unborn child in this murder. So these circumstances stayed with me for decades, and I always wanted to find a way to write about it. I believe in the power of fiction to tell truths or to explore questions and explore issues. So I knew I wanted to explore it through a novel, and that was published in 2012, and the title is Until Proven. Then I had done quite a bit of research going back through, mostly through old newspaper articles. My mother had saved all the clippings from newspaper articles about this. And at the time, there was a biweekly newspaper in Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Weekly, and it published such detailed accounts of the trial. They were practically transcripts. So I read through those several times. I interviewed two other people who'd been involved. One was the accused man's defense attorney, Barry Winston, and the other was another graduate student who, like my father, had rallied around his friend and really supported the accused man through this whole ordeal. And I managed to get in touch with him and had a long telephone conversation with him one day. So I'd done the research, and I decided, in addition to the novel, I wanted to put out it's a small book, but something more of a true crime book to talk about the events as I had come to understand them, the real events as I'd come to understand them. And that book is also still available, and it's called Time of Death.
Of Death, correct. Wow, that's a larger-than-life story in many senses, and it sort of circles me back to this latest book. Again, Nora Gaskin, author of Lammy Loves Cubby, your latest book, and in reading it and reading some of the other comments, one of the reviewers refers to it as sort of a Bonnie and Clyde story in some ways. I don't know that that's really true, but that sort of circles back to the whole question of what's truth, what's fiction, and I think Lammy Loves Cubby in many ways. It's so fictional, it almost could be true if you know what I mean.
Well, that's a high compliment. I appreciate that. I've had several readers. In fact, I heard from a friend this morning, but she wasn't the first one, who said these people were so real to me, and I am honored that readers find them to be that real and that relatable. I'm also a little disturbed by it because these characters are not necessarily that tightly wound, or they don't necessarily have their feet on the ground at all moments. So,
well, great. Nora, this has been wonderful talking to you again. Nora Gaskin, Chatham County-based author of Lammy, L-A-M-M-I-E, Loves Cubby, a great nighttime or even morning read. Nor any last comments for the local Chapel Hill Carmel listening audience.
I really appreciate the support of my friends in the writing community and the reading community in Chapel Hill. And I'll say that McIntyre's books down at Farrington Village has some autographed copies, some signed copies, if anyone is interested. And please do support your local bookstores.
Wonderful, Nora. It's been wonderful talking to you about your new book, Lammy Loves Cubby. Again, this is Tofu Dave on Between the Covers, another edition, and we'll be back at you shortly with another great read on your community radio station, WCOMFM, Chapel Hill. Back. Cover.